Welcome to VML's Bird Watching at the Lurie's. Today we're here with the GM for Marketing for Brand South Africa. Is it Sitha?
Sitha, yeah.
Welcome, Sitha. It's lovely to have you here and lovely to have you at the Lurie's. Tell us, first of all, why is Brand South Africa at the Lurie's?
Okay, thank you first for welcoming us. As the nation brand custodian, because we are the official marketing agency for South Africa, we have to project South Africa in a pleasant way, very memorable way, things that, you know, in ways that can advance South Africa's image and competitiveness. So we are here because we know we are going to find the best of the best, the cream of the crop of creators, of creatives, of strategists. And we are here to really just tell our story. And we are also inviting them to come through and work with us in projecting and advancing South Africa's reputation and competitiveness globally. And you would want to know why, right?
Yeah.
Because these are the guys that work for multiple brands. You know, it's your big brands such as your telecom, it's your banking industry, your Nedbanks of this world, Absa's. And we are saying you already are working on South African brands.
Yeah.
But how do we rope in the country narrative? You know, whether the identity, the culture, so that we infuse it. That way it does an overall brand job, including the country job. That's why we are here.
And branding is not always as easy as it seems. And you have to build a brand. And then you're building this brand and then sometimes something happens on the side.
Yeah.
That's beyond your control.
Mm.
So how do you work with that?
Sure, navigating that is very, very difficult because, I mean, you look at it this way, South Africa is a brand, it's a country brand that belongs to 60 plus million odd people. They are highly opinionated, they have their views of what works and what doesn't work, but we try and use a strategy that mobilizes what works for the brand, which is sports, creative arts, arts and culture, and we mobilize those stakeholders to work with them to really try and overcompensate for what is not going right. Because when you look at it, honestly, there's quite a few things. The litany, if I look at the litany of what is going right, there's so much that is going right. What is lagging us behind? Unemployment, crime, corruption. And then you can say, what else? You know, GBV. But what else? It's not more than five things.
Yeah.
So let's not let the minimal things, yes, they are important, but to drag us down. But let's use where we are good at, our strengths, to really articulate who we are, what we stand for, and unanimously rally behind the brand, because that's how Great Britain is great today.
Yeah.
It took a lot of stakeholders that said, we believe in the Great Britain campaign. We will all make Britain great. So I'm challenging creatives. Let us all play our part and make South Africa an inspiring country. We're already doing it in sports. Don't you agree with rugby?
Oh, totally.
In fact, in athletics, the recent US report, the news report, we are ranked number 4 globally. How do you like that?
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
But how easy or difficult is it to pull different stakeholders together? It must be quite challenging.
It is challenging because sometimes, you know, we mind our own business in the most fragmented way. We do what you do, you do what you do. But that is why for us, we always have to be that voice of reason and a reminder that constantly says we do exist as a country custodian and we would love to collaborate with you in shifting the narrative. Because no matter how good the advert is, you have to substantiate that with messaging, with narratives. And it's important to mobilize stakeholders that can assist us to really use their constituencies to influence positively on the brand. It's very difficult because how do you deal with the issues, for instance, the geopolitics?
Yeah.
Right? Because it affects not just, you know, Brand South Africa people that are working at Brand. They say all of us, because business sector is doing business, they've got businesses abroad, right? So we have to really navigate that space quite carefully. But what is important is to always, you know, be crystal clear with your message and really articulate what is the game plan, what is being done, you know, the interventions, yes, so that everybody is brought on par and we are aligned.
It's very true, because when brands start to flip-flop, then people don't know what they stand for anymore.
Yeah.
So you have to be very consistent.
Yeah.
Your panel today, tell me a little bit about it, what was spoken about and the points that were made.
Mm. So today we had a masterclass. We call it a Brand South Africa Masterclass. It actually walks you through our USP, unique selling proposition as a country, our competitive advantages, how the framework that we use, for instance, we adopt what you call the nation brand hexagon, which looks at six pillars: tourism, investment, exports, people, culture, and then heritage. And then how do we amplify all those six and make a noise, you know, a beautiful sound, and really build a South Africa that is quite diverse, that is vibrant from the people that we are, from the sounds that we make and create. So really the class was about the co-creation and just knocking at the door to say we are here. So how do we build one cohesive country? How do we build one campaign of unity,
yes,
at a time that that is much needed right now?
Totally.
So that it lives beyond Springboks,
yes, yes,
and Ellis Park, but it becomes a 365 day type,
yes,
of a thing. And that involves the coordination and having multiple voices that are going to contribute to the script writing. And we are talking to the right people to say, here's a challenge. Let's do a global South African campaign that can speak to who we are, our character and our values.
Yes.
And the class was well receptive. It was receptive. The people were receptive to the class. It was well received. And people are willing to coordinate and collaborate with us and co-create. So I'm very much excited to be here. Really, I think we need to do more of this. And even spear champion such platforms where we can invite your good self as well to be amongst the audience. Yeah, and contribute.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for chatting to us.
Thank
really
you for having me. I'm hoping that I've converted another ambassador today.
But of course. Okay,
proudly
thank you so
South
much.
Awesome.
Thank you. Thank you.